Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Florio, I think, an Easter egg in that clip we played from his show, PFT Live, when talking about have the Steelers gone numb to the Mike Tomlin message. An obvious shot at me because he knows I can't use a numbing agent for tonight's nipple piercing event. I think he sneaked that in there because he knew we'd play that clip. And he knows I like to kind of psychoanalyze things people say. That's my litigious nature coming out.
Read between lines. Oh, you'd have been one unbelievably annoying lawyer.
And so I hear that
practice.
And I'm thinking he dropped that in there because he wanted to remind me that I'm not going to have the aid of anything to numb me this evening.
Possibly. I think that's a very good theory that we can ask him about. I'm more worried about Mike's safety right now.
Oh,
I hope that the national media, the Tomlin Cognoscenti, didn't like shoot one of those poison blow darts in his neck after he said that, after he actually leveled a criticism of Mike Tomlin.
I'm a little bit surprised Chris Sims, who is usually a very vocal defender.
I would have expected Rich Eisen to come in like Kool-Aid Man and put him in a straitjacket.
Having been around Mike when he was in Tampa, when Mike was early in his career as an assistant, I've heard Chris sing the praises of Mike that he agreed that maybe the message has gotten stale. Mike Florio was at Steelers Packers. We watched him Sunday night, and now he's back with us, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, how close do you really think we are to what you laid out there in that point about another horrible defensive performance, another loss, and maybe Art Rooney starts to rethink his marriage with Mike Tomlin?
I still think there's a gap that needs to be bridged between whatever the reality currently is within the team and Art Rooney having any thoughts about possibly making a change. You know, it's their thing. We've had three coaches since 1969, and when that becomes your thing, when that becomes your identity, you become even less inclined to shed that, because that's the one thing that they can claim that shows that they aren't dysfunctional, as all these other teams have a revolving door. Look at the Titans right now. The bad teams don't have stability, so if we have stability, we must not be a bad team. I don't know if that's the logic, but I still think whatever the facts are that may be staring everyone in the face won't register with Art Rooney, or if they ever do, he'll be the last one they register with. And look, I've been a Mike Tomlin proponent and defender and advocate for years. I argued back in 2007 that he should be hired. Frankly, I wish the Vikings would have fired Brad Chovris and promoted him to head coach in 2007. But we do get to a point in the NFL where it's just time for everyone, arguably, to make a change. I've made that point about Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco. How many more years can he bang against the door without breaking it down before it's just time for him to go somewhere else and for the 49ers to move elsewhere? Look what it did for the Eagles. They ultimately won two Super Bowls, and Andy Reid has won three. Sometimes you need a fresh start. Sometimes you need a reset. And what really got me thinking along these lines is watching Mike Tomlin's press conference yesterday. He seems to be unbothered by the fact that his team right now is not good, that his defense is the third worst in the NFL. The answers he was giving, they were delivered very calmly, very matter-of-factly. He just doesn't seem to be troubled. I remember a time not that long ago when if the Steelers had a loss where they looked flat or uninspired, they had 10 guys on the field for a two-point conversion, whatever the case may be, hey, we got to pull up Mike Tomlin's post-game press conference because it's going to be spicy. It's never spicy now. He's always very chill now. He's always very accepting now. And I don't know if he's grown weary of his circumstances, if he's gotten complacent, if the team's gotten complacent, if ownership's gotten complacent, if the fans have gotten complacent. I was stunned by the lack of fire that I sensed from the stands on Sunday night. It felt like a neutral site game, frankly. And I just feel like there's something seriously wrong. I just don't know that anybody is going to be wired to do anything about it.
Mike, I have about a million different questions I could ask you. I'll go with this, though. What did you make of the fact that both in his immediate post-game press conference, after his defense gave up all those yards, all those points, and in his the intro, the first remarks to his Tuesday press conference, where he's had more time to think about it, that Mike cited the offense and their inability to convert to, field goals into touchdowns, and their inability to keep their composure after that non-call of an offsides in the third quarter? He went with the offense as the first thing he referenced. He said his defensive scheme, too, doesn't need to be changed. They've just got to tackle better. I mean, I think both of those were incredibly eye-opening and speak to maybe some of what you're talking about here.
As it relates to field goals versus touchdowns, I remember a time, first of all, when Mike Tomlin was among the most aggressive coaches in the NFL with going for two right after they moved the extra point from the two-yard line to the 15. He was going for two all the time. And I say that because we're in an age now where we see certain coaches routinely go for it on fourth down. So when you say we took field goals over touchdowns, there's a coaching decision embedded in there not to go
absolutely
for it on fourth down at a time when going for it no longer carries the consequences it used to. It used to be if you did the unconventional thing and it didn't work, you had to worry about external criticism and internal repercussions. Now analytics has morphed the unconventional into the conventional, and we see guys going for it all the time. So the we kick too many field goals thing eventually splashes onto the coach's real-time decision-making, where he's not showing the same kind of nerve and competence in his offense that we see guys like Dan Campbell make all the time.
Mike, I want to go back to Art here because we heard his brother talk about how they outperform the mean. And so when you do that consistently in the NFL, you're doing a good job. Things are on the up and up. If you had to guess right now, how do you think Art Rooney views or looks at the performance of Mike Tomlin both this year and over the last few years, where they've won more games than they've lost since Big Ben retired, but they've had virtually no postseason success to speak of?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, no playoff wins since the 2016 season when they went to Kansas City and won that game that ended up getting delayed to a night game because of an ice storm. That's the last postseason game they've won. I've had a criticism of the Vikings because even though I grew up in the shadow of Pittsburgh, I foolishly picked the Vikings as my favorite team. And I've said from time to time in recent years that I wonder if for ownership, whether being just good enough is just good enough. Because, look, at the end of the day, they're all winning on the balance sheets. They're all making hundreds of millions of dollars every year. The entire operation is thriving. If you allow yourself to become tormented by failure to win playoff games, failure to win Super Bowls, you're losing sight of the fact that the business is thriving. It's just kind of a weird thing where you can be a tremendously successful business but also virtually and completely unsatisfying to your fans who keep showing up and buying the product. Think about the NFL product is. You know, like the Jets are raising their season ticket prices for next year and they're 1-7. We keep coming back no matter how bad the product is. What's wrong with us as fans? And I think that allows some owners and maybe artists slipping into this category. At some point, you just realize, you know what? Why am I losing sleep over whether or not we're going to a Super Bowl? Look at how much money we're making. Isn't that why we're in business? And I think as the business grows and grows and the profits go up and up, it becomes easier for people to find their satisfaction, for people who own teams to find their satisfaction in the fact that they are making untold amounts of money. And it doesn't matter if you don't have more trophies. We already have six of them. How many more can you fit in the case?
Mike, you know what you just said? Something clicked in how I want to ask this based on how you explained that, hey, if you're not having success, you're still making money, it's all good. By that logic, like, if you extend that out, hey, a really bad season or two here isn't the worst thing in the world if it gets us a quarterback. At what point is Art Rooney's allergy to bottoming out to try to draft a quarterback, and I think it's also Mike Tomlin's allergy to that, at what point does that get looked at derisively around the league? And I'll use this example. The Patriots have a very messy divorce with Bill Belichick. In that process, they draft Mac Jones. They get to the playoffs, but they realize Mac Jones ain't it. They have a really disastrous succession plan with Jerod Mayo. And in a very short period of time, having endured, admittedly, a couple bad seasons in a row, they now have a future MVP, it looks like, at quarterback, coached by a pretty good head coach and a very good offensive coordinator, all in a span of time where the Steelers have just continued to spin their wheels like a car picked up off the ground while everyone hits the gas and it goes nowhere.
I think there's a risk, though, in bottoming out. And when I say just good enough is just good enough, you still have to be just good enough. You still have to be in the conversation. You still have to be mathematically alive for a postseason berth through week 17 or 18. And if it ultimately doesn't work out, if we don't make the playoffs, hey, at least we were competitive. And if we make the playoffs and lose in the first round, hey, at least we got to the playoffs. I still think there's a resistance to being strategically bad. And look at the teams that have allowed that mindset to creep into their organization, most notably the Browns. They have had this analytics-driven approach, and they had a system in place 8-9 years ago where people got financial incentives to stockpile draft picks in future years and to push cap money into future years, which necessarily leads to losing. And they had the number one overall pick in back-to-back years. Once you let that demon into your house, you can't get it out. And I think that may be the reluctance to bottom out. As long as they're in that band, there's a band. And it's the band that they've been in for the past 10 years. 8-9, 9-8, 10-7, and just good enough is just good enough. And so it does keep you from ever getting a Drake May or some other potential franchise quarterback, but it also keeps you from becoming the Browns. And as we know, the Browns is the Browns.
Mike, my last one for you is, there's all kinds of conversations here about who really calls the shots on defense, who calls the plays on game day between Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin, push and pull, tug of war between fans, fire Austin like they did with Canada midseason. Oh, wait, Austin actually has very little agency in the defense. It wouldn't make much of a difference. How common is that in the NFL? You cover the entire league. The fact where there's so much kind of ambiguity and it's nebulous and cloudy, who really has control over the Steelers' defense? What's your take on that?
The Steelers are a unicorn as it relates to control generally. Do we ever really know who's in charge of anything? And we've talked about that before. I think Art Rooney is much more heavily involved in the football side of the team than we realize because he doesn't feel compelled to take the credit or risk absorbing the blame. You never really know who's got the final say, who's calling the shots, who's doing this, who's doing that. But Sim said something interesting today on PFT Live, and I didn't watch the in-season Hard Knocks last year because it's in season. And I really have no interest in stuff that we already know and see, but apparently there's value to it because he said Tomlin is dialed in. He's there in the defensive meetings. He's heavily involved with the defense, even if he's not making the calls on game day. And remember this, the head coach always has the ability to veto any call that's made. And unless we are in a position to tap into the conversations that are happening in his headset, we don't know what adjustments he's making or suggestions he's making to Terrell Austin in real time, even if Mike Tomlin isn't calling the plays. He's the last word on everything the team does, offensively and defensively.
Mike, in less than 4 hours, I'm going to get my nipples pierced, so wish me luck.
Yeah, good luck. And I was not referring to you when I mentioned numb.
Okay. Wow.
He's hearing veiled shots, and he's hearing like references to him where they don't even exist. Mike, you might say he's seeing ghosts.
Was that part of the bet?
I put it in the tweet, yeah. I said no numbing agents to really drive home the point that I was that confident in the Steelers.
You really wanted to do this. I mean, that's the thing. This is one of those, yeah, if the Vikings lose, I'll eat a whole pizza as punishment.
Mike, I said if Penn State lost to Boise State, I'd get a Brazilian butt lift. I said that drunk, but I said it. So I don't know where these things pop into my head, but they do.
And well, have fun tonight.
Thank you, Mike. Good talk. See you next week. Mike Florio.
A Brazilian butt lift.
Yeah, Donnie, what's your take on that? Did you know I said that?
I don't remember that one.
Before the Fiesta Bowl.
I do remember several tweets about Penn State beating Boise State because it felt to me like you were sending all of them in the hopes that it would work in the opposite direction.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I don't remember the BBL one getting sent, though.
Yeah. Could you imagine if we had to have a station event for that?
Is that why I
Pony
saw...
Pony unveils his Brazilian butt lift?
Is that why in my time off last week I did see the Photoshop job done by our buddy Caleb?
Yes. Yes. Can you imagine the Steve Wilson promo? Some might say Pony's an ass when he makes a big take. Now Pony has a big ass. Come and see it as Pony's BBL is unveiled.
Sponsored by Shorky Christ.
Oh, my God.
All right. Good talk.
Your ass would have been big enough for a literal billboard to be like, you know, an advertisement plastered across the back.
Or
of
they'd
it.
Like put it. Yeah, they'd put it on the pants. Like
what's
the
that?
Advertisement on the
oh,
pants.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They'd have had like the entire weather read on his ass because it would have been so big.
All right, Aaron Rodgers next. We're gonna hear what Aaron Rodgers had to say about the Packers' loss, his reaction to Mike Tomlin putting a lot of it on the offense, his take on the field conditions at Akershire. Were they any better? All that coming up. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. We're live at Mike's Beer Bar for my Pony Pierce's Cancer event. It'll happen at 7:30. The event technically starts at 6. You can enter with a ticket at 5, and all of the money goes to a great cause, helping fight breast cancer, the McGee Institute and Research Center for Breast Cancer Research.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.